You're listening to Moon Monkey. On this episode, we talk about Mortal Engines, directed by Christopher Rivers.
So, Mortal Engines is based on the young adult fantasy novel by Philip Reeve, and it basically tells a story set in a post-apocalyptic world many, many, many centuries in the future, where cities are now on wheels, and these giant mechanical cities sort of roam around the desolate landscape, and the bigger cities, known as the Predator Cities, are capturing smaller cities for resources. And our main character is Hester Shaw, whose her goal is to take on Thaddeus Valentine, played by Hugo Weaving. Hester Shaw, played by Hira Hilmar. And as the film goes on, you basically discover that they have some history, and that's the reason why she's seeking revenge on him. Mm-hmm. So yeah, when the film started, like I've never read the books, should say that up front.
No, I haven't read them either.
But it was a really popular series of books, I believe. And when the film started, like it's such a great premise, and it's something like you've never really seen before. Like, and I thought the design of the cities and the way they're just like moving around and roaming around.
Yeah, I was really excited for this.
Was really fun.
It looked good.
And the film opens with a nice sort of action sequence,
a city chase another city. When has any other movie done that?
That's the thing. It's such a bizarre action sequence because, like you say, it's like a car chase, but it's actually a giant city chasing down a small city to try and capture their resources, and they're sort of bailing out salt or whatever it is to try and reduce their weight so they can get away. So that was really entertaining, and then. When Hester Shaw gets, like, their city gets captured, spoiler alert for, like, the first 5 minutes of the film, when they get captured and, like, the plot kicks in, I felt like it got a little bit clunky and there was a lot of exposition and there was a lot of having to try and explain to you who people were and what happened, and I don't feel they got it across in a smooth way at all.
I feel like they didn't explain enough.
But I imagine the book has a lot more time to like lay these things out.
But that's always the risk when you have like an adaptation.
But did you not feel like stuff out? A lot of the conversations were just trying to get across so much.
Yeah, I think that's always the same. Like when you try and adapt something, as you have much more time to dedicate chat. There's characters in this that appear and seem like really key, and then they just disappear and never come back. Which is a bit of an issue when you're watching.
They obviously just thought like they're in the book, we've got to put them in.
Yeah,
but then we don't really have.
They're obviously quite key to it, but then there's one guy that never appears again. Really, he comes back for like two scenes, and he's seen things that is quite.
It's a shame though, because like, the script's written by Peter Jackson and Fran Walsh and Philippa Boyens, who are obviously most well known for doing the Lord of the Rings. And they did such a good job there with a huge book, but managing to get it into film and convert it.
But they still cut. They still cut stuff.
Oh yeah, they still cut stuff, but they translated it. But no one watches Lord of the Rings thinking you don't know what's going on here. Yeah.
I mean, I never felt like I didn't know what was going on. I felt like they just cut a lot of stuff that maybe we.
This it felt like they could have done it more visually. It's like they didn't have faith that people would follow them with just visuals. Or just showing you the things, like they had to tell you or explain stuff to you, which I felt they didn't really need to do. It was like at the beginning, like with the Predator City and the miniature city. Again, that wasn't fully explained, but you can see it. You can see what's happening. Mm. Like you can use your imagination of how that's worked and how it's happening. And then, towards the end of the film, it was basically Star Wars.
Well, I think the whole movie has got like so much to other movies. It's got so much that it owes to other movies. I think like it's got elements of like Mad Max, and I mean certainly like the end bit you're talking about.
Yeah,
it is Star Wars. Then, but not to give too much away. But I suppose saying Star Wars does give it away. But it's got loads of little. It has a familiarity to it, and it hits lots of beats, and maybe that's why I did kind of like it. I didn't really care about every character, and I could have cared more, but I did enjoy it, and I was interested to see where it was going. It does make me want to go and read the books, which is obviously a good sign. I don't think, I never want to hear anything about Mortal Engines again, because I do. And I probably would go and see a sequel. Having said that, this, lacked a lot of things, and certain characters disappeared, and that was a bit annoying. But the visuals were great. It was really good visuals. It's a really great concept. Was it executed really well? Probably not. I feel like they don't have a lot of faith in the movie, because when we went into it, I really thought it was directed by Peter Jackson, and it wasn't. Mm. It was directed by Christian Rivers, even though I called him Christopher at the start.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
They played up the fact that it's Peter Jackson's involvement.
If you looked at the posters or the trailers, you wouldn't. I genuinely thought it was Peter Jackson.
Yeah.
I really like the concept of it, and I'd probably go away and read the books, and apparently the books are really good. But yeah, there was a lot of this that wasn't that good. Like, Hugo Weaving was obviously a very good bad guy. He's enjoying himself being Hugo Weaving. The guy that's playing Tom, Robert Sheehan, looks a lot like Jim Dale from a Carry On movie. So you can maybe enjoy that from that aspect. That really bugged me for the whole movie. I couldn't figure out who he reminded me of, but then eventually I was like, oh, he looks like Jim Dale from, like, Carry On movie. So it turned into, like, Carry On Mortal Engines for me for a bit of it.
That would have been more entertaining.
I think maybe that's why I enjoyed it a bit more. I thought the actor playing Hester Shaw, she was really good as well. But yeah, I could have cared more about the overall thing. But I think the reason I maybe enjoyed it was because it has that familiarity and it has all these aspects from other movies that I like. So maybe that's why I liked it a little bit more than you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would.
I just felt like you say the concept flaws. Was fantastic and like the design of it was really good. I think the teams that they get to work on these movies are great. And like I say, the city was so entertaining to see at the beginning. And how it all fit together and, like, different mechanical aspects of it. Like, if you're big into steampunk, I imagine you'd really
very
like that
steampunk,
idea.
Wasn't it? Although they never actually, you'd think, like, it might come up in the course of it. Like, how do we get a city on wheels and run it around Europe? They never really mentioned it. But I suppose maybe that's quite a big thing to go into.
No, but that's what I mean. Like, that's the kind of thing where they didn't explain it, but they don't need to. But I feel like later in the movie, they started explaining stuff that was like, you don't really need to explain it. Just show it me. Just put it on screen, and I'll catch up. Like, it's like, the film's pitched at, like, I would say, same as the books, like, young adults. It's pitched for, like, teens. But it was, like, explaining it as though you were a younger age and weren't really following this. So, like, yeah, like you said, didn't have confidence in the audience. I do have to say, like, Stephen Lang playing Shrike, best character in
it. Oh, yeah. I think they had
Shrike, who was a sort of undead
robotic. He was a Terminator.
Yeah, and he was coming after Hester Shaw in the movie. And he had the most touching moments.
He had the best arc. He was great. And it's quite, maybe that doesn't say a lot for the movie when the undead robot has the most feeling in the movie. But he was really good. And once he was gone, it kind of lost a bit of interest. But
that's the thing, they kind of set him up, and he, like you say, he had a genuine arc. He actually had something that he was fighting for, whereas all the others, they explain what they wanted in the movie, but it just seemed like they were archetypal characters. Like, here's your villain, here's your hero, here's your hero's love interest, here's the, like, the friends of the hero who are going to help out. Like, they were just those characters because they're required for the plot. Whereas he felt like he was a genuine character in the film, not just there to service the plot. So overall, kind of, I'd say, mixed on this. I think it would appeal to people, like I say, like steampunk. There's a lot of action in it.
You love steampunk, don't you?
I do like steampunk. But that's what I thought. Like, if the film had spent more time on the cities and things, it kind of lost its way a little bit as it went on. But some of the elements of it were really good. I'd say it's an uneven movie. Some elements were fantastic, like the design, some of the concepts that were in there, but the plot is so sort of standard and predictable that detracts from it a little bit.
I thought, you know, good visuals, interesting concept, just a little bit too derivative and maybe a bit familiar in certain places.
That's the thing. So it's not like a bad movie. No. It's just that you've probably seen a lot.
It could have been better.
It's probably just that you've seen a lot of elements of it before.
It just could have been better. I wanted to care more about certain things. And I was interested. I never got bored and was like, oh, I don't care what's happening. There was just moments I was like,
So it'd be interesting to see a sequel.
I would see a sequel.
Because they could improve on that.
I would just, let's just get
the Shrike. The darker second movie.
Just do a
Shrike spin-off.
Standalone.
So yeah, that was our thoughts on Mortal Engines. Tell us what you think of the movie in the comments, and we'll be back soon with more reviews.